Surely as the night follows the day, Valley Public Radio's Young Artist Spotlight now has the annual appearance of the Lindsay High School-based Lindsay Guitars, and I count 15 of them here in our studio. Support for Young Artist Spotlight comes from the Bonner Family Foundation and Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Sturgis. We turn much of the program now over to Lindsay Guitars founder, Nancy Wills. And Nancy, first, for the new listener or the uninitiated, what are we talking about here?
Lindsay has a very large guitar program. This is our 14th year at KVPR. We do a lot of solo work, but we really enjoy our ensemble work. So we're going to share a little bit of both.
And today you had an earlier itinerary.
Yes, we played for Valley Children's Hospital this morning, and then we spent the afternoon at Fresno City College touring their music facilities and meeting their music teachers.
And we have several pieces here today, right?
Yes, we do. So we will start with Tango by Francisco Tárrega, played by Catherine Wills.
Who is?
Who is my daughter.
Oh, we had to mention that. Young Artist Spotlight, live, Valley Public Radio, the Lindsay Guitars. Young Artist Spotlight Live, Catherine Wills, one of the Lindsay Guitars. This is a tough house because, I mean, it's a tough crowd. You've got 14 other guitar players here listening and watching to Catherine. Now they're going to have to show some of their own stuff, or at least fairly soon, right? What do we have now?
Next we have a trio playing a traditional Mexican tune called Malagueña Salerosa. The players are Giovanni Torres, Chris Magana, and Ernesto Torres.
Very good. Now 12 get to watch. Young Artist Spotlight. Thank you. live from the Bonner Performing Arts Studio. And once again, the guitars this time were?
They were Giovanni Torres, Chris Magana, and Ernie Torres.
Members of the Lindsay Guitars. Nancy Wills, what is the schedule you have with them? How often?
Well, we have a rotating block schedule, so some weeks I see them twice a week for 90 minutes, and some weeks it's three times for 90 minutes. But I wish it were every day.
Well, we have at least this hour, or a portion thereof. And what do we have next?
Next, we have Jose Castro playing Sadness and Sorrow. It's a song that is taken from an anime, and it's a beautiful piece.
Young Artist Spotlight. Live, Young Utter Spotlight. Once again, the piece and the performer.
That was Sadness and Sorrow, performed by Jose Castro.
And we're letting the individual and collective members of the Lindsay Guitars let the guitars do the talking for them today. And so far, so good here on Young Utter Spotlight. Next, Nancy Wills.
Next, we have something really different. We normally don't include a vocal piece, but this is a student-composed one. So Catherine Wills will be playing her piece named Mr. Melancholy.
And here we are.
Face, I guess you've come to visit me again. Dearest Mr. Melancholy, kind of you to come here, but your services are needed, my friend. Mr. Melancholy, all my fears, Mr. Melancholy, can disappear with you here. Now then, Mr. Melancholy, tell me why you came here, why you kissed your crying wife and sad-eyed children goodbye. Dearest Mr. Melancholy, why do you keep following me? All I want is you to tell me why. It's time for you to go away, so take your head and coat and get out of my life forever. Go away, Mr. Melancholy. You can't stay, Mr. Melancholy. Be on your way, Mr. Melancholy. You'll be late for all those people. Can't you see them running, screaming, hiding in the coldest corners of the world? They're trying to lose you in the darkness. All these people dancing, singing, till you have them in your grasp, but you never do, because you've got me. Isn't that right, Mr. Melancholy? You've come to visit me again.
Anyone just tuning in, you are, as someone would say, listening live. Valley Public Radio from the Bonner Performing Arts Studio. That was Catherine Wills and Nancy Wills. Your Lindsay guitars are doing us quite proud today, and by us, I mean the Young Artist Spotlight Program.
Thank you. Next, we have Giovanni Torres playing a flamenco piece called Consolero y Garbo by Sabicas. Thank you.
We have a studio full of high school guitarists. Once again, Nancy, that was who?
That was Giovanni Torres playing Consolero y Garro.
Now, when you hear that, now I know your heart and soul has been in this for years. What I'm watching you, watching him, and listening to him. What are you thinking? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty proud of him right now, out of all of them, actually. So it's been a hard year. This has been a building year. Last year, most of my advanced class graduated out, so most of these guys are new. And so they've worked really, really hard this year. And I'm very proud of them.
And I'm going to guess you say relatively new, average age 15, 16 in there?
16.
16 about. Okay. What do we have next?
Next we have Shostakovich's Waltz number 2, which Catherine Wills arranged for the guitar ensemble. So it's normally done as a jazz suite for horns. Saxophone plays the lead, and we always think that guitar makes everything better. So.
And indeed, and this is the first time, I believe, this hour we hear from everybody, is that right?
Yes, from the whole ensemble. We'll play this one and one other. So we have two full ensemble pieces.
Here we are. Once again, Young Artist Spotlight live from Valley Public Radio. Thank you. Very good. From Tulare County, the Lindsay Guitars. And once again, Nancy Wills, you get to play disc jockey here. That was, and this is...
That was the Lindsay High School Advanced Guitar Ensemble playing Shostakovich's Waltz No. 2.
And next?
Next, we will close with a piece called La Partida. It's a traditional Venezuelan waltz.
KVPR Fresno, KPRX Bakersfield, that means Valley Public Radio, and at this hour, live Young Artist Spotlight. The Lindsay Guitars, all 15 of them, plus Nancy Wills. And I think it's time, if you can hang on to your guitars with your elbows or whatever, to give yourselves a hand, a big hand. This annual season of Young Artist Spotlight comes to a close. Once again, photos, and anyone can hear this broadcast anytime at kvpr.org. You'll find it there. Support for Young Artist Spotlight comes from the Bonner Family Foundation and Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Sturgis. Research and scheduling support from Christina Herrick, B. Barman, Carol Oakes, Carol Dice, and welcome this season to Louise Gutierrez at Tulare County Symphony. And a quick tip of the cap to this season's guest artists and organizations and their teachers and their parents. And in addition to our youth orchestras of Fresno and Fresno Musical Club and individual Fresno participants, we have had 5 Bakersfield shows, 3 Tulare County, to include today's Lindsay Guitars. Production for Valley Public Radio by Don Weaver. I'm George Mason, Young Artist Spotlight, and glad you were here.